Hello, hi everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of our mini-series on happiness. I'm here with my collaborator, Dr. Ellen Wong, and we're diving into the third letter of the happiness framework. It's P is for purpose. So when we think about purpose, we're really honing in on using your strengths to cultivate meaning, awe, and gratitude, and giving back. And Ellen, I think you'll not be surprised. I love this one too. I love the authenticity one, but I also love this one too. And I think this has actually really been key for me in my health journey and my authenticity journey. You know, they're all connected. They're all connected. We haven't actually talked about that, but now that we've got three pillars of the framework to talk about, we're going to probably start to draw more and more connections. Mm-hmm. So P is for purpose. Tell us more about it.
Sometimes I think when we think about purpose or the idea of purpose, it turns into this really grand thing that my purpose is to like do this thing in the world and all that. And again, some people have that. Some people lean towards thinking that way and some people don't. And there's no right or wrong. I don't think purpose needs to be, if it happens to be changing something in the world for you, that's fantastic. If you're not inclined for that, that is also completely fine. Purpose can be played out in different areas of your life, right? If your strengths happens to be like yours, finding gratitude, I'm going to put a bet on this. I don't know, but I'm going to put a bet that it is a skill that you cultivated. It may not be something that you naturally...
Totally. In fact, something I've never talked about before, which I'll share here, is I tried gratitude journaling for probably 7 years and it never stuck. It never stuck. I had a bunch of different, like, you know, one a day journals for moms and your gratitude, 3 things a day in pretty journals. And I could not maintain consistency until I figured out what worked for me. So not only was it a skill that I developed, but it was something I failed at a couple of times before I really found my groove and I found the muscle got strong enough to access on a really routine, regular basis. So
what was that like for you? How did you figure out why it stuck, or like what helped it stick, I guess?
Well, part of it was about habit pairing. So it helped that I like to talk more than I like to write. I record 1 to 2 minute videos of what I'm grateful for in my car. I do share them to Instagram, not because I practice gratitude on the days that I don't post to Instagram, but I share them to Instagram as a way, at first, was really positive reinforcement for me and a little bit of accountability. Mm-hmm. And then those 3 things together, it always happens in my car. It always happens when I park at the train. I share with other people and I get accountability and feedback. Those were the things that made the difference to me. When I was writing in my little journal, it wasn't enough accountability.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you shared this story because there's a couple of things we can think about here. If anybody has listened to our previous episode, we talked a little bit about how, you know, would you do something if no one else can see it? And so when you said like, yeah, I do this gratitude thing and I share it to Instagram, I think the difference there is that you are doing it from an angle of this is my accountability. Your strength is in speaking more than writing, or at least it comes easier. You're probably a very strong writer, but it's like, it's just easier to talk.
Yeah.
You did the habit pairing. And so it's easy to then say, oh, well, then you must be doing it for the validation. And I don't think that's true. I think at the beginning, there might have been a little bit of that. And again, there is nothing wrong with that. Like, I feel like people get really like black and white about these things. You are allowed to seek external validation. Mm-hmm. The problem is when it is only external and there's nothing internal.
The only thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking too.
And so for you at the beginning, the external cheering on the like, oh, like I feel like I have accountability. People are excited. I feel good. It gives me that like, these are all really good things. But I think what's happened over time is now it is a part of who you are. Mm-hmm. It has now been ingrained as something that you do. And I bet you more than once a day, you are grateful and you catch yourself finding things that you are grateful for without necessarily being like, well, this is the thing that I'm now going to record and share to the world.
Yeah.
I'm willing to put money on that.
So often.
Right.
No, like probably hundreds of times a day. Yeah, yeah. And I think, too, to go back to the authenticity and purpose piece, is that there is both two values in my intrinsic values of mine that are fostered by this recording of gratitude. The first is connection, which is a huge personal value of mine. And the second is leadership, is a really important value of mine. So both the connection with others and the ability to be a leader while demonstrating and role modeling gratitude, I think also probably plays into the intrinsic nature of why that was a real fit for me. If we go back to purpose, how might an individual link that happiness to their purpose? I think I would imagine there's a lot of research and studies on this.
Yes.
It just makes sense.
Yes. We all know that if people have something to focus on, if they have something to focus on that allows them to share their strength with someone else, that is essentially purpose, and it makes people very happy. Have you ever felt when you have nothing to focus on, whether it's a short-term thing or a long-term thing, you feel very like listless and just kind of like blah? Like there's,
yeah,
that's that feeling.
I also feel very listless when I have too many things that aren't on their way to being done. Like too many things that are like in their early inception and they're not yet helping somebody.
Yeah. It's that, I want to say like intersection point of being able to do something that you're good at and contribute with that thing.
That's right.
So when back to the very beginning, we were talking about like purpose doesn't have to be this grand thing. If you are really good at planning, if you are really detail oriented and you're very good at planning someone's birthday party or a surprise outing or whatever could give you a sense of purpose. And there's also nothing wrong with that, right? Like that can be a sense of purpose.
So the flip side of authenticity might be purpose, because authenticity is really about understanding what would you do if no one was watching. And purpose in a lot of ways is what are you doing in connection and service with others? How are your strengths coming to life to be in relationship? I think it's probably really hard to activate purpose without that connection piece, but maybe you have another example.
No, I think that's exactly it. Like if you had a strength but you didn't love using it and you were doing it, whatever that thing, I don't have a great example off the top of my head right now, but if it was a strength, but you didn't love it, but you did it because there was an external validation, it would be inauthentic and you would not like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a good example of
Please share.
So I have a really wonderful business coach, Siobhan France, and she's really like, she's so crystal clear on these things where many people are fuzzy. She's just like straight shooter. She gets to it. She said, there's no point in offering something I can do, but I don't want to do for the things that I can do and I do want to do. So Siobhan is incredibly fit and people come to her and say, can you create a fitness plan for me? And her answer is, I can, but I don't want to. What I can do is in the context of, you know, XYZ is foster your authenticity and your empowerment as someone who has an offer, has a business, has a strength that wants to help people, you know, let's get that going. That's what I can do and I want to do. And those two things need to converge for her to really like activate people to like really live out their purpose. So this is the other kind of thing, you know, is like, I can make you a fitness plan, but I'm going to choose to not deploy my strengths in that way because I don't want to. But that's hard to do, right? Because like so many of us are mothers, we're daughters, we're employees, you know, it's like, I can do it. I don't want to do it, but my boss wants me to do it. So I'm going to do it. I mean, like, that's like a contractual employee relationship, but like, I can do it. I don't want to do it. My kids want me to do it. So I'm going to do it. That might've been the Disney trip. Maybe I can go to Disney. I don't want to go to Disney, but the kids want to go to Disney. So we're just going to, I mean, that's not really a strength. That's like a tremendous privilege that we had that we were able to do that. But yeah, so say more about that.
I think like what you're describing, and I think this is a really good context to think about it, is that those are individual moments. So there are 100%, there are people listening to this that are in that scenario where I can do it, I don't want to do it, but my boss wants me to do it. You can then choose to find other, if you, obviously the dream would be like, oh, then I would leave this job. And that's not always possible for people. Then where else in your life can you do the thing where it's your strength and you want to do it and you want to give back using that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it is a privilege to love your job. I think a lot of people do not love their job. And a lot of people are in their job because they need to be making money to support their family. And again, there's no guilt, there's no shame, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's a situation you are in, it doesn't mean...
It should be a lot of pride. Yeah. You should be proud of that.
And so like, if you're in that situation, it doesn't mean you can't find purpose or happiness. You have to find it somewhere else.
Right. All right, that's P is for purpose. I want to encourage you to go ahead and follow Ellen and I on Instagram. I'm at medium.lady. Ellen is at Dr. Ellen Wong. We're doing more with the framework through the 21 days of happiness on Instagram. And I really have to encourage you, if you want to see the framework in its full extent, please go ahead and download Ellen's happiness guide. The link to that will be in the show notes. And we'll move on from episode 3 to episode 4, which is another P. And this one, I think, is going to have a lot of rich conversation for us. It's P is for productivity. So catch us in the next episode, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.